July 27, 1929, how the kingdom of the divine will and that of redemption have always proceeded together. How Jesus formed the materials and the buildings, and nothing else is needed but the peoples. I was doing my round in the creation, to follow all the acts of the divine will, which it had done in it. And as I arrived at the point in which the Supreme Being created the Virgin, I paused to consider the great portent from which redemption had its beginning. And my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, the redemption and the kingdom of my divine will have always proceeded together. In order for redemption to come, a creature was needed who would live of divine will, as Adam innocent lived in Eden before sinning. And this, with justice, with wisdom, for our decorum, so that the ransom of fallen man would be based on the principle of how the order of our wisdom created man. Had there not been a creature in whom my divine fiat had its kingdom, redemption could be a dream, not a reality. In fact, had there not been its total dominion in the Virgin, the divine will and the human would have remained as though scowling at each other, and at a distance from humanity, therefore redemption would have been impossible. But, on the contrary, the Virgin Queen bent her will under the divine will, and she let it reign freely. Because of this, the two wills fused, they reconciled. The human volition underwent the continuous act of the divine volition, and it let it act without ever opposing itself. So, its kingdom had its life, its vigor and its full dominion. See, then, how the redemption and the kingdom of my fiat started together. Even more, I could say that the kingdom of my fiat started before, to then continue together, both one and the other. And just as, because a man and a woman withdrew from my divine will, began the kingdom of sin and of all the miseries of the human family, in the same way, because a woman let my fiat reign, and by virtue of it was made queen of heaven and earth, united with the eternal Word made man, redemption began, not excluding even the kingdom of my divine will. Even more, everything that was done by me and by the height of the sovereign Queen of Heaven, is nothing but materials and buildings which prepare its kingdom. My gospel can be called vowels, consonants which, acting as trumpeters, called the attention of the peoples to await some more important lessons which were to bring them a good greater than redemption itself. My very pains, my death and my resurrection, confirmation of redemption, are preparation for the kingdom of my divine will. They were lessons more sublime, and made everyone stand at attention, awaiting yet higher lessons. And this I have already done, after so many centuries, which are the many manifestations I have made to you about my divine will, and that which I have made known to you more. How it wants to come to reign in the midst of creatures, to give back to them the right of its kingdom which they had lost, to lavish upon them all the goods and all the happinesses it possesses. So, as you see, the materials are already prepared, the buildings exist, the knowledges about my will which, more than sun, must illuminate its kingdom and have vaster buildings be raised from the material formed by me. So, nothing else is needed but the peoples that must populate this kingdom of my fiat. And the peoples will form and will enter as the knowledges about it are published. See then, two creatures which go down from the divine will and give the field of action to the human will form the ruin of the human generations. Two other creatures, the Queen of Heaven who lives in my divine fiat by grace, and my humanity who lives in it by nature, form the salvation and the restoration, and give back the kingdom of my divine will. And just as it cannot be doubted that redemption has come, since one is connected with the other, with certainty will then the kingdom of my divine fiat arise. It may be a matter of time at the most. On hearing this, I said, "My love, how can this kingdom of your will come? One can see no change. It seems that the world does not stop in its vertiginous race of evil." And Jesus continued, saying, "What do you know of what I must do, and of how I can overwhelm everything so that the kingdom of the divine will may have its life in the midst of creatures. If everything is decided, why do you doubt about it?